I'm a byproduct of having good mentors. We met in a mastermind. I've been going to masterminds my entire career because if I didn't have the guidance from people that have already walked that path, I would be lost.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
Hey everybody, welcome to Real Grit. I'm here with the one and only Nick Perry. Nick started his career, he's really from rags to riches, as true as it actually gets, from absolutely nothing to really being a very significant player, a powerhouse, if you will, in this industry. Has perfected, I would say, the nationwide wholesaling model. It's a standard to be replicated. And so I'm really pumped to have him here. Nick, how you doing, bud?
Hey, man. It's an honor and excited to be here. What an awesome intro, man. Appreciate you bringing me on.
Absolutely. No, I'm excited to have you here. We've known each other for some time, and you've got a tremendous story and journey, frankly, not just a story, because we're living it every day, right? And it's ever shifting and shaping as you're cultivating as you go. Just maybe for people who don't know you, just give me a little background. How'd you get into business, and what were the first few years like?
Well, it's been a journey. So yeah, in a moment, I'll take you guys back. And just to give you some context where I am now is, I'm very fortunate. I've built a large nationwide wholesaling company. So my office is in Austin, Texas, but I live in Miami Beach. So I've been able to scale my way out of my wholesaling business, and it runs. I have a phenomenal team in place, and they do multiple six figures every single month without much of my involvement anymore. So
yeah, you moved almost a year ago now, haven't you?
Yep. So I have other businesses that I own as well. The wholesaling company is, just one of them. So that was my baby, though. That's really what got me started in business. That's what gave me the time, money, and freedom to be able to invest in other areas and, move away from my office and my corporate job, back in the day. So, just to give you some reference, like you said, rags to riches. I had nothing, 7 years ago. I think I was down to my last $500 in my bank account, not able to make rent. Before that, I grew up in Northern Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C. I was a CDF student. I made it to the 10th grade, and then I was like, I don't want to go to school anymore. I actually decided I'd rather work full time instead. So, against my parents' advice and all my teachers' advice, I just said, no, I'm not going back to school anymore. And I just started working. I did retail jobs. I worked at a cell phone store selling cell phones. And then when I turned 18, I decided to become a personal trainer because I thought, I like to work out. So I thought that would be a good career.
Line them up. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And that was great. I did really well in that as a personal trainer, but there's only so far you can go being a personal trainer, right? You're trading time for money.
Trading.
And I realized all my clients that I'm training are super wealthy. They're coming in, they're in Bentleys, and they live in these nice houses. And, I'm scraping by making 60K a year, working my tail off. And I was like, dude, there's got to be a better way. So I started interviewing all of my clients. Like, hey, man, what do you do? How did you get started? Mm-hmm. I had my own little podcast going at the
at the gym. Yeah.
Yeah. And I noticed all these guys that were really wealthy owned real estate and they owned companies.
Yep.
So I was like, well, success leaves clues. I should probably,
that's right,
mm-hmm, start learning this. And 2014, I moved to Austin, Texas. I didn't have a plan on what I was going to do. I was just kind of at the end of my lease in Northern Virginia, and I was tired of, the winters and the traffic, and it was my hometown. So I moved to Austin and started watching YouTube videos on wholesaling.
Literally just on a whim, you moved to Austin? No job?
Yeah,
no,
nothing. I didn't have any friends down there. I didn't have any connections.
Yeah.
But I realized the city that I was growing up in was hindering my growth.
Yep.
Northern Virginia, it's a very government controlled industry. So either you're a government contractor, you work for the federal government. Yep. Additionally, that's kind of a pissed off mindset because everybody works for the government. So nobody's very happy there. You know, okay. Everybody's kind of miserable there, and it's cold and there's traffic. And I was just tired of it. Like, I felt like, yeah, that's where I grew up. That's where I had all the haters, you know, and I had to like get myself into a different environment. So
different environment, new identity, you know, new mental state.
Anytime I've ever moved to a different city, it's always exponentially increased my, my life. So that was a genius move in hindsight. You know, at the time, I didn't have enough money to do anything. I moved down there with $5,000, and you know how fast $5,000 goes in the real world. So
yeah,
I was hustling my butt off, handwriting letters, putting up bandit signs, trying to make a deal before I ran out of money.
Yep.
I realized realistically, that's not going to happen. So I had to get a job. Like, there was, it's either that or go back home. And that wasn't an option. So I got a job at Indeed.com. I was very fortunate to get a job, the job there. I was referred, and that really helped. And so they took a chance on me, and I went in and I said, you know what? I'm taking this job right now, but I'm doing it for the sole purpose of making enough money so I can get out of the job as soon as possible. And I went in and I just hit it as hard as I could on the phones at Indeed. It was an inside sales job. And I went from like, my last $500 almost getting evicted from my apartment to, Top Gun, Rookie of the Year, President's Club, all that stuff at Indeed, making $250,000 a year. So my life, drastically, increased in terms of, revenue, confidence, sales acumen, because I was an inside salesperson, which all was a huge catalyst in my real estate business, because not only did I get the skills that I needed to become really good at, sales and persuasion at Indeed, but I also got the work ethic and the money to infuse into my wholesaling business. So that money from Indeed is what paid for a lot of the early marketing. It's what paid for the Sean Terry masterminds, you know, and every deal that I would close in those early days would just get all reinvested back into the company. Because remember, I'm trying to get out of this job as soon as possible. So, I did that for 2 years, built up a really, nice income for myself. I was making $250,000 at Indeed, pushing, probably $500,000 in wholesale. 26, 27 years old. And and that was cruising along. But then I was, I made a crucial error and lost literally everything. And what I did was I dated a girl and I had her working for me. And when I went to go break up with her, she went and got an attorney, which was her uncle. And her uncle went and drafted common law papers, and I ended up getting common law, and I lost all my material possessions. So,
she was, she worked there, but so that's how you guys met, but you dated, lived together, and then broke up, and then Unc got involved.
I dated her for 11 months. Three of those months we lived together. And after that, like 90 days of living together, I said, I'm done. Out. I'm out. And, her uncle attorney said, I don't think so. We're going to get this guy. So, not only did they take all my material possessions, I lost my house, I lost my cars, I lost all my clothes, money in the bank account, I had to go to court. Then, I was spending money on attorney fees, to try to fight this thing. And I didn't know it was her uncle who was working pro bono.
You're out spending. She's not spending a penny.
So I was like, well, I'm just going to go the distance because I'll outspend her. Well, I was wrong. And I got humbled real quick and went from, multiple six figures in liquidity down to like $8,000.
So they served you with common law and then took you to court and then presumably won or settled, right?
Well, here's how they settled was they wanted everything. And I said, no. And what it came down to, the crux of it was, you take everything, but you're not taking my business. You can have all my possessions, but you can't take my baby, right? That's, what I knew was going to serve me.
That's right.
Long term, that's the machine. And I wasn't going to give that up, no matter how hard they fought. So I kept the business, which was a website, all my systems, literally, CRM, everything, all the leads. And that was a wise move because as bad as that seems, I still had, during that time, I was still going on appointments. I'm still locking up deals. I still got properties getting ready to close. And so my life, even though I got set back, I never quit taking action. And so I was able to get through that rough period, you know, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I had to stay at my corporate job for 6 more months was the worst part about it.
The worst part of you lost almost everything. And the worst part about it is staying at the corporate job. You're the only person I know who's ever been divorced without ever being married.
That's true. Riddle me that, you know? So
that is mind blowing. Hey, there's probably some people listening and they're like, this is an insane story. And I live with somebody, you know, I'm not married. And what could go wrong? Knowing what you now know, what would you or could you have done differently in that situation or in that relationship?
All right. So common law is only in a very small amount of states. So Texas being one of them, there's a few other states, but it's an old school law that like hasn't been updated in the law books. And In Texas, there's no statute of limitations. They can live with you for any period of time. So if you have somebody living with you, make sure that you guys have a prenuptial agreement in place.
Even if not like, married.
Even if you're not married, because they treat you like you're married.
They treat you like you're married under common law.
Doesn't matter if they're staying at your house for a week. If they get mail there, and then here was the final nail in the coffin where I really screwed up, was because I had her working in the wholesaling business. I put her on the business checking so that way she can, you know, move money around when we needed to.
Yep.
And that was the judge didn't like that too much. And they ended up. Oh, and one other thing, on my direct mail, I put my wife and I are looking to buy your house, because you know how we do that. We're like, hey, my wife.
Well, the direct mail would say whatever the mail piece says, right? And some of them say, yeah, my wife and I are looking into the neighborhood. Yeah.
So they brought the direct mail piece courtroom and used that as fucking evidence. So,
that's like stuff. Saying, is this really the third notice?
Correct. So just a few tips. Check if you're in a common law state first. If you're not, you're fine. If you are, then make sure you take precautions if you're going to move in together or commingle any finances or anything like that.
I'm not laughing at your expense, my friend. I'm smiling because I'm blown away that this could even happen, right?
Hey, you know what? Life's not fair, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Messed up stuff's going to happen, especially you know, when you let crazy girls or guys into your life.
Yep.
So, you know, at the end of the day, you need to take extreme ownership. It was my own fault for, you know, letting somebody like that was capable of that in my life without, you know, being a little bit more discerning, but we all make mistakes. You know, I think we've all probably, you know, had somebody stab you in the back or, you know, a business partner screw you over or, you know, a spouse or somebody mess you up. So it's just part of the game. You just try to get better and not make the same mistakes.
How do you stay mentally strong? So how do you get through that instead of just giving up and going, oh, forget this. I'm just going to go to Indeed and make what really is a very comfortable living that a lot of people would, you know, would seek out to go. I made it. 250 grand is not chump change to go, I made it. And you just go, this is the worst thing about this whole thing is I got to be here.
I don't know. You know, I've always, since I was young and, you know, even when I had nothing, I have always wanted to be great. Like, I don't know and I never, you know, I don't, maybe I was delusional or what, but I was like, not going to settle for anything less than, you know, the absolute best. You know, and by absolute best, it means in all areas of life, financially, you're abundant beyond money and you can give as much as you want to help the world. You know, my health is a huge priority, my faith. And so in all those areas of my life, like I just have always been pushing to get better.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to settle for going backwards or staying the same in any area of my life.
It's about mastery, isn't it?
It's about mastery. It's about growth. And seeing how far you can push yourself. And, you know, every single day I'm trying to move the needle and faith, finances, you know, friendships, family, faith.
Yeah.
So no, it's constant mastery, you know, all day, every day. That's what I live for. I'm a junkie. I'm a progress junkie.
Yeah. That's tremendous. When you understand that this is not about, there is no destination, right? The destination ultimate is mastery. Just like you said, growth, just improving, getting better, making sure you're at the top of the game to be the best, because at some point you will have hit enough dollars where you'll never have to work again if you don't want to, but you still do, because that's a piece of it, but that's a piece of the journey, but it's not the destination.
Yeah. I mean, when I started, like the money that I make now, I was like, if I have that, I'd be good. But then, you know, you get there and you move the goalposts, not because
right.
you know you need more crap, but it's more like I can do more. I can be better. I can push further. I can help more people. I can make a bigger impact, live a nicer life. Yeah. And so, you know, it's almost selfish if you just stop and be complacent and, you know, decide I'm just going to stay at this corporate job or, you know, I'm fine just doing what I can. You know, God, in my opinion, I don't know if, you know, you yeah. who God is to, you know, your listeners out there, but yeah, I believe in Jesus. And I think he's pushing, he's telling you, like, you need to go out and do your best every single day.
Yeah. We'll be right back in 2 minutes, but first a word from our sponsors. Need more leads? Who doesn't, right? Want to access the vacant home list, absentee owners, tax liens, pre-foreclosures that are all routinely updated? Well, you can get it all in one place. Batchleads.io. Batch Leads gives you access to the nationwide property search, nationwide buyers list, comparable home sales, quick filters, and hundreds of prospect filters to allow you to slice and dice it any which way you wish. Batch Leads is trusted by some of the nation's top investors, and with plans starting as low as $30 a month, there's a lot of bang for the buck. Batch Leads includes unlimited list stacking, so there's no need to buy another software program or figure it out in Excel. They've even included discounted skip tracing with every single plan. It's a system my team and I personally use. Now use coupon code IMPACT when checking out for 50% off your first month. Batchleads.io, coupon code IMPACT for 50% off your first month. What would you tell new people, say, or who are in the wholesaling space, who about your journey and about the ability for them to, you know, if they want to, they want to get to where you are, and then, you know, and that, like you said, that needle's always moving, but if they want to get to where you are, you know, what words of inspiration or direction, advice would you provide them?
I mean, you hit it on it earlier, mental toughness, because especially in the beginning, that's when it's the hardest. So that's when you need to be able to dig deep. And when your marketing doesn't work and your only deal that you had fell through and a business partner flakes out on you and all that stuff's going to freaking happen in the beginning. Right. And you got to have the guts to be able to keep it together and keep it moving forward and be humble enough to ask for help. I'm a byproduct of having good mentors, right? We met in a mastermind. I've been going to masterminds my entire career. Yeah. Because if I didn't have the guidance from people that have already walked that path,
right,
I would be lost. I tried watching YouTube videos till nauseam to shortcut and get the information, but it doesn't really work like that. You guys need to tap in with a good mentor and do what they tell you to do and make sure you're prepared for challenges. And it's going to take a lot of grit. I think 1% of people make it in business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be that 1%.
Yep. Tell me about wholesaling for you is really, let's call it a funnel for dollar creation for it to be redistributed into assets, into other things that produce you money and are passions of yours. I guess, tell me what has been your mindset where, I don't need to go into all of it, but tell me some spots where you've invested dollars and how you view the wholesale business as it relates to all the things that you're putting dollars into.
Yeah. So first and foremost, real estate, right? When the money comes out, I'm constantly buying rentals. So I have a rental portfolio. Additionally, I own mobile home parks. So those are the two sectors in real estate that I'm invested in. And it's not to say I won't, you know, invest in more, but that's just where I'm at right now. And then outside of real estate, I own oil and gas rights. So I have 11 oil and natural gas wells out in Texas.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about that. It's a great time for the oil and gas market right now. And I actually just bought a drilling rig. So
cool.
Yeah. So I just purchased a drilling rig. You know, what's cool about that is not only do you get money for drilling the wells, but you get a carry in every single well that you drill. So you're collecting a fee and building wealth at the same time.
At the same exact time. Yep.
Yep. So, and it's taxed. You can write it all off. So there's a lot of
tax efficient there. Yes.
Yeah. So that was positive. And then, you know, I've got a lot in the crypto markets right now.
Yep.
You know, I play there and I do some stuff with e-commerce. I'm kind of like more like at this point, I feel like I'm like Kevin O'Leary on Shark Tank. Like I'll listen to anybody's pitch. And if it You know, I say no to most of them, but
sure,
right. You know, if something makes sense, you know, I'm getting ready to invest in a technology company right now that's in the payment space. And so it's just really where can my dollars go the furthest. And so I'm not just a real estate, you know, person, I'm more of an entrepreneur.
Fair to say you'd credit all of it to real estate, meaning wholesale. It all
real estate's the foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything comes from there. So you just got to get really good at that. And that'll open up whatever you want to do. You want to go open an animal shelter. You want to, you know, build, you know, a church. You want to invest in other businesses, pay off your parents' mortgage, like whatever it is, you can do it with real estate.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exciting. Tell me about the culture of your team, because you didn't get here without having really good people to be able to do what you do and do it from afar. You're not in the office. What's the culture like? How are you able to do that?
What's it like? I mean, if I were to, it would be like Wolf of Wall Street without the cocaine.
Okay. Right?
But you're going to, you know, my guys are all A players. You know, I've hired and fired so many people, and I just got really good at identifying top talent and bringing them on board and keeping them. So they're primarily, you know, mid to late 20s, really hungry guys that are looking to, you know, not only make a lot of money, but they're interested in wealth creation and things like that too. Yep. And we provide them the vehicle to do that. So, you know, I help my guys buy rentals. I make sure that, you know, they're investing their money in the right places. So it's really, you know, they're excited to be tapped into not only a place that gives them a really good paycheck where the sky's the limit, but they have, you know, people like myself and my CEO, Brandon, helping foster their dreams.
Yeah. A players only. Business can't afford B players. Would you agree with that?
No, the leads are too expensive, right?
Too expensive.
So the lead that you give to the B player and they fumble on, the A player would you know, closed it and made you $70,000.
Correct.
So take that scenario over the course of a year, it's hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars.
Correct. For talent. And that's why it's imperative to get good talent and then find ways to, and that's what I love about you. You got a big heart. So it's not just give them a paycheck with an expectation. It is also foster them as individuals to bring them through and help them achieve their goals, their dreams, which has largely been real estate, about how to come in, how to acquire, how to get a rental.
Yep. And they won't leave, you know, I mean, I've got guys that have great passive incomes and they're excited to make more and be with a winning team. Right. Yeah. I think a lot of success is just getting a good group of guys together, or guys or girls together, and everybody's moving in the same direction. You know, that's what a company is essentially, is a group of people moving in the same direction.
That's exactly right. All rowing in the same place. Yep. Well, it's, you know, life's an adventure, but at the same time, it requires direction. Tell me, you know, looking forward to the next year, where are you headed?
So next year, I'm, you know, got a lot on my plate in the oil and gas markets. I'm going to be acquiring new leases, additionally, probably buying another oil rig. And then in the real estate, I've got a ton of opportunity in mobile homes right now. So I'm actually investing as a general partner in a lot of mobile homes and taking equity and doing things like that. But I'm really excited about my wholesaling operation. It's continuing to get better and better and better. Yeah. And so my core value is never ending improvement. So we're at a point right now where primed for even more parabolic growth. So it's hard for you even to put any revenue projections into next year, because I wouldn't want to, you know, call it quite yet. The way that things are coming along there is really exciting. So financially, you know, I like to get to like 15 million active income next year. And that's between everything, you know.
Yep.
And then
so great.
You know, I'm learning Spanish right now. So I live here in Miami. It's almost a requirement.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like number one on Duolingo right now. I've been really pushing to practice Spanish. I want to do some international travel now that things are open back up.
Yeah.
You know, get some more culture in different continents this next year. So all fun, you know, exciting things, and you know, just continuing to take care of myself and health. And you know, if you don't have health, you don't have anything. So
that's the truth. Yep. I love that about you. Number one on Duolingo. That you just bring your A game no matter what it is.
That's it, man. I'll stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, doing lessons if I need to. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna win.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our final segment, what I call four impact.
4 for impact.
Your favorite quote, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. Mike Tyson said it. Why is that your favorite quote?
Just like we talked about earlier, you know, when you asked me what would I tell people getting into this business is be ready to be mentally tough, right? So getting punched in the mouth is the same as you just spent your last dollar in marketing and it didn't work out. What do you do now? You didn't see that in the YouTube videos, right? So you need to be able to, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. You need to be adaptable. You need to be tough, resourceful, and able to push through, you know, when you get punched in the mouth.
Right.
So that's what separates the people that I see that are successful and the guys that do okay or don't make it.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think holds most investors back?
I think fear, you know, that it's scary when you're out there spending money and, you know, entrepreneurship is a scary, scary thing. You got to spend money and hope that, you know, things work out. And I think that, you know, people, you know, need to, you know, just develop that muscle. Like everybody is like, man, you got, you know, balls of steel or you're fearless. I'm like, well, man, I've been doing this for a while.
Right.
So, you know, I risked $10,000, then I risked $100,000. And now I'm not scared to risk, you know, more.
You've been through, you see a cycle and you know what's within yourself that even if it all went away, you know how to put it all back together.
Right. And that's a huge thing is, you know, you can, no matter what, I know how to make money. I know I have a skill that I can be okay in 6 months if the worst case scenario happens.
Yeah, exactly. Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
You know, my faith, like God is number one in my life. You know, I put him, you know, before everything, even into business and into relationships and finance. So, you know, just my relationship with God and making sure that I'm abiding by him. And then outside of that, I've got a huge heart for fitness. You know, I'm in the gym 5-6 days a week. I really am always trying to get in better and better shape. And, you know, I like hanging out and going to mastermind still. I'll be down there in Mexico with you guys next month. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, cool. It'd be great.
So just good fellowship and, you know, relationships. I got a Ferrari coming tomorrow. I just bought a new Ferrari.
Do you really? So, good for you.
Yeah, new 2020 Ferrari. So I'm pretty amped about that. That should be a fun new tour to drive here in Miami Beach.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
What's your favorite way to make an impact?
Favorite way to make an impact is, wow, that's a great question. Favorite way to make an impact would be face to face. You know, I've podcast and, you know, you'll see me on social media, you know, giving success tips, but nothing is more impactful to me than when I get to actually, you know, spend time with you in real life, you know, look you in the eyes and help you through whatever your situation. So I've helped a lot of people but my favorite is actually like, you know, this COVID stuff kind of sucks. Everybody's doing everything virtually.
Yes.
I like actually meeting up and being able to hang out with people, do life together and pour myself into them and try to help them in whatever way I can.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's terrific. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to connect up and be on here. If people want to connect with you, follow you on social media, where can they find you?
Yeah, it's just my name. So Nick Perry, REI, like real estate investor. Mm-hmm. And then if you guys are looking for like some help or coaching, my website, the link's in the bio of my Instagram, but it's called 7-Figure Cartel. So we have a mentorship program. If you guys are looking to dial in your wholesale flipping company and, you know, scale it a fraction of the time that it would take trying to figure it out on your own. I've already done it. So
yeah, you've already done it. And I've reviewed what you put together there. Really good stuff. So that's terrific. We'll make sure the link's in the show notes as well.
Appreciate that. Yeah. No, thank you so much. Yeah. So reach out to me. Instagram is probably the best way. So just Nick Perry, REI. I'm happy to help.
Sounds good. Well, listen, I really appreciate the time you've taken here. You're really an inspiration. I mean, tremendous, tremendous life story and an internal fight that's literally second to none. So I really appreciate the time, man.
You got to have heart, man. Just remember that. That's my final word is it comes down to heart. I'm not the smartest, but it comes down to heart. So see you guys next time.
That's exactly right. Hey, I'm Neil Timmons for everybody here at Real Grit. Reminding you, real estate requires real grit. If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode.